Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. It is Thursday, February 23rd, and we are about to get hit by the biggest snowstorm of the year. That may not say much considering the winter we've had, but 6 to 10 inches again expected overnight. Producer James Platy on the board. I want to take a moment to thank my two guest hosts while I was gone. Rich Hurl, our news director, doing a fantastic job, and also Tim Nestor. Really enjoyed listening to Tim. Got a chance to listen to both of them on 1320WILS.com while I was on the other side of the world. But let's get right into it tonight. All eyes are now on Michigan as we wait for next week's Republican primary. One of those closely watching the dynamics is Ari Fleischer, former press secretary under President George W. Bush, who is in Michigan this evening for MSU's Michigan Political Leadership Program Dinner and Breakfast. And Ari joins me now. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Well, nobody expected several months ago that Michigan would be in play, but polls are now showing that Rick Santorum is actually slightly ahead heading into next Tuesday's primary. So tell me, how much of an impact would a Santorum win have on altering Mitt Romney's perceived destiny of becoming the Republican presidential nominee?
Yeah, I think if Rick Santorum beats Mitt Romney in Michigan, it'll be earth-shaking. It'll be a political earthquake. And that's especially the case after last night's debate, where I thought Rick Santorum really missed his chances against Mitt Romney. I thought Mitt Romney performed very solid and steady at that debate. So if Mitt Romney wins, it really resteadies his ship. But if Rick Santorum wins, boy, is Mitt Romney going to be on the ropes.
Is he, even with all the money and infrastructure that Mitt Romney already has in place for the states coming up?
No, that's exactly right, because Mitt Romney had that same money and infrastructure when he lost those three states last week, Missouri and Colorado and Minnesota. And then Mitt Romney has more money here in Michigan. So what you're seeing is that old adage that money is something, but it's not everything in politics. But it still remains to be seen. The voters have to decide. And who would have guessed when they laid out the primary calendar that Michigan would become Iowa and New Hampshire all rolled into one in the month of February. Michigan is a big state.
Rick Santorum is certainly a very different candidate than Mitt Romney. He's made a few enemies in the Senate, Republican senators even. Alan Simpson, former senator from Wyoming, told CBS he says Santorum is, quote, rigid and homophobic. And when it comes to Santorum's views on homosexuality, Simpson says that, quote, to me, it's startling and borders on disgusting. Do you think Santorum's views on social issues could cause him a bit of a problem in the general election?
There's no question it can cause him a problem in the general election. It's part of what has really led to this spark in the Republican primary of social conservatives who were enthusiastic about him, who were not enthusiastic about Mitt Romney. That's one of the reasons Mitt Romney's in trouble. On the other hand, it does afford Rick Santorum the opportunity to pick up other constituencies, particularly blue-collar constituencies that Mitt Romney does not have and has a problem reaching. A Gallup poll came out today with surprising results, and it showed that if the general election were held today, Mitt Romney would beat Barack Obama 50-46, and Rick Santorum is neck and neck with Barack Obama. He's down 1 point, 49-48. So Barack Obama's vulnerabilities still is the great equalizer of this race. For whatever the weaknesses Republicans have, Barack Obama's bigger vulnerabilities make things a 50-50 race this fall.
One thing Senator Simpson added was that if Republicans do choose Santorum and make conservative social issues the focus of the campaign, he said, quote, we won't have a prayer. Is he right that focusing on social issues would be a major mistake by Republicans?
Well, look, I think that Gallup poll shows that that's an incorrect reading. If that was true and if they didn't have a prayer, then why is Rick Santorum only down one, according to Gallup, in a poll with Barack Obama today? So it's a much more complicated question than that. But I think economics is the most important issue in this campaign. We're in a country with 4 years in a row of trillion-dollar deficits. We have a $15 trillion debt. Unemployment has been above 8 percentage points for 3 years running. Long-term unemployment is the highest ever recorded in the history of our country. And housing values have collapsed more today than they collapsed during the Great Depression. The economic issues remain first and forefront. Now, there are other issues that involve families and the breakdown of families, and the New York Times story about how the majority of children today born to women under 30 are born in the homes of single moms. These are important issues. And they should be discussed, but they should be discussed in an inclusive manner, in a thoughtful manner, in a way that gives hope to people, not in a way that lectures to people. That's an important part, too, of the social fabric of our country.
I'm talking to Ari Fleischer. He's the former press secretary under President George W. Bush. Now, the Republican establishment has basically gotten behind Mitt Romney. That'll be quite a shift, though, to turn their attention then to Rick Santorum, don't you think?
Well, but the Republican establishment really doesn't control very much. If you look back 2 years ago, the Republican establishment was Charlie Crist in Florida, Marco Rubio out of the Tea Party emerged. And what you really see is the grassroots of the Republican Party and the Tea Party movement, they control the votes. The Republican establishment does not. And that'll be tested in part during this election. But if the establishment was as important and as significant as it was supposed to be, then Mitt Romney would not be where he is today. He'd be in first place overwhelmingly. Yep. So if Rick Santorum wins, I do think you'll see Republicans fall in line. There's an old adage that says Democrats fall in love and Republicans fall in line. And I think that's true.
When it comes to Michigan, many point to Romney's editorial saying that the Detroit automakers should have been allowed to go through a full bankruptcy without a government bailout. That's something that many Michiganians just can't forgive. Do you think that could be not only a problem here in the primary, but in a general election, causing him to potentially lose to the president just on that position alone?
Well, all the Republican candidates have a similar view that this should have been a managed bankruptcy that did not involve government spending and any political favoritism toward the UAW or anybody else. So it's hard to say in a primary if that will be taken down on Mitt Romney, why not on Rick Santorum. In a general election, of course, Barack Obama will make that an issue in Michigan. But I want to caution, Michigan has always been kind of like Lucy Holdrum, a football state. Republicans love to look at Michigan and say, can we get it? Can we get it? Can we win it? And then Lucy pulls the football away, and Republicans say, we just can't win there. It's been that kind of state, at least since 1988, Republicans haven't won it on the presidential level. Now, of course, in 2010, the Republican victory statewide and the governor's election and all the statewide wins Republicans had gives hope to Republicans, but I think Republicans have to be a little cautious about how far they think they can go in the general election in Michigan. Hate to say it, but I think that's the reality.
Mitt Romney this week proposing a tax plan that includes a 20% individual tax cut across the board. Is this likely to win him many more Republican primary votes, do you think?
Well, I think it's part of the evolution of Mitt Romney's positions. It is a position to a more of a favorable position on economics. I'm heartened to see that. On the other hand, it's another sign of Mitt Romney changing his position, even though this one is not a change of heart, it's a change of degrees in his previous tax plan. I think it's a small step in the right direction, but it's a good step, and I hate to say it, but I'm getting told I need to get to another interview.
I see. Well, Ari Fleischer, former press secretary under President George W. Bush. Ari, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Okay, well, that was short and sweet, but that's all we got. Wanted to ask him a few more questions, including Senator Rand Paul, who's the son of Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, saying that he'd be honored to be considered Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate. And whether that explained why Ron Paul seems to focus his attacks on Rick Santorum, especially last night, and has not aggressively gone after Mitt Romney. Also, the issue of Iran and how that might play into the November elections if we do in fact see a military strike against Iran, and whether U.S. military involvement would mean more support for President Barack Obama. But unfortunately, not enough time to get to those questions, but we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.